So today I am going to be coming at you with my morning routine, for optimal gut health. And it really does start, you know, first thing in the morning, which actually my morning routine always starts the day before. But truly, this has just been something. So today I am going to be sharing with you the top takeaways that I had when it came to physiology, energy, health, and a little bit of mindset stuff, just some of the top takeaways that I had from an event that I recently attended. I went to High Performance Academy Live with Brendon Burchard about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. My husband and I went, and it was amazing. I am a personal development junkie, so I love going to live events, taking courses, reading books. You know, I have a coach, I'm part of a mastermind, and really I just am very much committed to my own personal development and growth, both for myself and my family, but also for my business and my audience and all of those that I serve and lead. You know, I just take it very seriously, and so I'm very committed to, you know, making sure that I'm putting myself out there and investing in my own growth. So if that is something that has ever been, you know, a bucket list thing for you or something that you've been interested in, I cannot stress enough just how life-changing that a live event or even sometimes just taking a course or joining a mastermind or, you know, doing stepping outside of your comfort zone and really just kind of getting around people that are goal-oriented or pushing for, bigger, greater things or looking, you know, for kind of that next level of growth in their life. It's just, I can't stress enough. I think everyone needs personal development personally. You know, everyone should be doing reading a book or listening to podcasts or anything along those lines, but live events, there really is no match for them. So the top couple of takeaways that I had from this event. So what this event was for is essentially it is for high performers, and kind of Brendon just breaks down and gives you the best tools and strategies to really get to the next level in your life, in your purpose, in your career, in your business, all of those kinds of things. So like, how can you manage your energy better as a high performer? How can you manage, you know, your time, your boundaries, and really just like get to that sweet spot where you are able to just, you know, I don't know, kind of like be doing your best work, whether that be family life, you know, it's again, career, purpose, business, those kinds of things. I think it is a little bit of everything personally for me. So the couple of things that I took away that I loved, he had an entire day basically that was all about physiology. So basically like how to manage your energy as a high performer. And if you're a driven type of person and you just, you know, in some aspect of your life, you know, you're a high performer or you just are that type of person where you have a lot of things on your plate and you're doing a lot of things. Maybe you have a high stress job. Maybe you're a stay-at-home mom and you've got kids and a household that you're running and you're trying to kind of like do all of the things. It just can take its toll on you. And so it's very, very important to understand how to manage your physiology. And so Brendon has this 1-9 ladder of vibrancy that he teaches. And so I'm just going to go through that really quick, but I thought it was awesome. And I definitely, in the last couple of weeks since the event, have taken and implemented a few of the things that he talked about. And I have noticed just a huge difference in my energy, in my mindset, in honestly, in my output. So like how I'm showing up in my business and then also how I'm showing up in my home life. So I'm going to go through that real quick. So the 1-9 ladder of vibrancy that Brendon teaches is 1 to 2 breaks per hour. So this is basically to realign, get up, do some stretching, some breath work, maybe some breath scaling. He was doing this thing called Shizhong. I have a hard time with this. I'll link it in the show notes. Maybe I'll link like a YouTube video to how to do it. So I've been doing this a few times a day, and I am shocked at how big of a difference that it makes just in kind of re-energizing you. And it helps to like open up your meridians, I guess. So just amazing. I'll link it in the show notes. So 1 to 2 breaks per hour, 2 to 4 meals per day, 4 to 5 liters of water per day. If you know me at all, you know that I am such a huge water person, water pusher. That is the top thing on my list. If there's something ever the matter, if someone needs a place to start, it's like, how much water are you drinking? And then where are you getting that water from? What kind of water is it? But so 4 to 5 liters of water per day. 5 to 6 workouts per week. And he has Brennan is big on framework for everything. So kind of like having a system. And I love that about him. It's one of the main reasons why he's such an influential mentor for me, because that's just how my brain works. I like to see things in frameworks and systems. And so anyways, his workout framework that he uses is called 2x2s. So 2 cardio workouts per week where you're getting your heart rate up for 60 minutes, and then 2 HIIT workouts where you're doing maybe some strength training and you're getting your heart rate up to like that, you know, the high intensity interval training where you're really like spiking your heart rate and bringing it down and doing, you know, some resistance training in that way. So that was a just great way to kind of look at that and frame that. So 2 HIIT workouts, 2 cardio workouts for 60 minutes, and then just making sure that you're moving your body every day. 6 to 7 meditations per week. This is something that I'm always working on. It does not come easy for me. It is something that for like stress management and you know, adrenals and hormone function and just everything, sleep, all of the things that I, you know, have dealt with and kind of worked to overcome in the last couple of years, meditation is huge for and very, very beneficial. It just is not something that comes naturally to me. So I'll go ahead and link the meditation that Brendan teaches and leads. He has a YouTube version of it, and I think it's called the Release Meditation Technique. And he teaches to do that at least 20 minutes, you know, 1 20-minute or maybe 20 minutes per day. And he says sometimes he breaks it up into 2 10-minute sessions. So I've been really working on that, implementing meditation more in 5 to 10-minute sections per day. And I always notice a difference. So definitely something, you know, that is worth looking into if you're not already. And then 7 to 9 hours of sleep. And this for me is huge. Again, like I've went to quite a few personal development or business development type conferences or events. And there are some people out there that are still preaching, you know, you can get by on 4 to 5 hours of sleep, or if you're sleeping, you know, 7 to 8 hours a day, then, you know, you're not motivated. And it's just all of the research is so clear on this. We need sleep. The minimum amount of sleep that we should be getting is 7 hours. And if you really want to optimize your energy, optimize your brain function, just optimize your life, your productivity, your efficiency, all of those things, you need to be getting more sleep. So I love that. And then a couple of other just energy hacks that Brendan shared was he does a lot of stretching and mobility work and flexibility. He does a weekly cold bath, which I thought was really interesting. I've been working on trying to implement cold showers, or kind of like at the end of my shower, doing like a 1 minute, you know, cold, I don't know, burst or whatever. So I'm finishing my shower with that just ice cold water. And he kind of explained, you know, why to do a weekly cold bath. And it's really, really good for inflammation. It helps with human growth hormone. It helps with like cellular cleanup, cellular autophagy, I guess. So a lot of really great benefits from doing that. not quite there yet, but maybe someday. And then he talked a lot about, or not a lot, but he talked a decent amount about supplements, and just really, you know, figuring out what works for you, what your goals are. And, you know, making sure that, of course, you're eating a nutrient-dense diet and you're eating food that's revitalizing and fueling your body, but then also looking, you know, at supplementation, and whether it be supplementation for the gut, the brain, nootropics. He talked a little bit about nootropics, which I'm a big fan of, and just making sure that you are giving your body everything that it needs for what you're expecting out of it. So I thought it was just really, really cool to get some new kind of ideas and perspectives on how to manage your energy better, how to manage your physiology, and just kind of like how you physically feel. I know it's been such a journey for me personally over the last couple of years of really dealing with a lot of, you know, gut issues, health issues, brain fog, insomnia, a lot of inflammation, some hormone issues. And so kind of like just going through the process of healing and recovering from that, you know, I definitely will never take my health and my physiology, and just the ability to, you know, have great cognitive function, or the ability to get a full night, you know, 7 hours of restful sleep per night. I'll definitely never take that for granted. And I can personally, you know, attest to what a huge impact that makes, just in everything, in, you know, your relationships, in your motivation and your satisfaction, in purpose, career, mission, business, all of those things. If your physiology isn't there, you know, if you don't feel well, it's very difficult to show up as your best self in any of those other areas. So I just wanted to quickly share a couple of those tidbits that I got out of this conference, and I will link all of this below. So I'll write it out so you can look at it in that form. Also, I will link the couple of the Shizhong to open up your meridians, and then I will link Brendan's meditation, his YouTube meditation. And I'll also link, if you want to connect further and you want to know more about, you know, you just want to connect on social media and know more about what I do or get to know me, or I always am loving connecting with my podcast listeners. It's so cool just seeing who's out there, who's downloading these, who is putting me in their earbuds and listening along. But I will go ahead and link my social media accounts so you can see me on either Facebook or Instagram, and I hope you have an amazing day.